This week, a handful of repos that lean on Rust and Tony runtimes are each picking up roughly 40 stars a day, which feels like a trend, not noise. I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype, recorded August 10th, 2026. Quick note, this show is independent and not affiliated with or endorsed by GitHub. Stick around for a closer look at one of those Rust-powered projects and a couple of quick finds to use today. This week, Chelarangelo's 30 Seconds of Code repo kept accelerating, adding roughly 40 stars a day on GitHub. It's a curated set of short coding articles and snippets that surface via a searchable website, so the concrete change is that the project's visibility continues to climb, while its bite-sized approach makes snippets easy to copy into docs or onboarding. If you teach or mentor, keep this bookmarked. It's the sort of resource you drop into a pull request comment and everyone actually reads. This week, Ripinar's free for dev list remained a magnet for infrastructure teams, sitting at about 131,000 stars and updating entries for free SaaS, PaaS, and IaaS tiers. The change is practical. Contributors keep the list current, so teams can quickly compare free options instead of doing discovery from scratch. If you provision test clusters or run proof of concept environments, this file can shave days off vendor vet.
This week, Towery's repository showed continued momentum, adding about 42 stars per day and signaling renewed interest in smaller desktop bundles. The concrete change is growth in adoption signals, not a new major release. And it's worth asking why developers are picking Towery now. First beat, Towery's core design swaps the heavy Chromium embed for a minimal Rust core that talks to the system web view, which is how it ships much smaller binaries and a reduced attack surface. The README puts it plainly: build smaller, faster, and more secure desktop and mobile applications with a web front end. And that tagline matters because it signals an explicit trade-off. You trade a universal Chromium environment for leaner installs and closer OS integration. That Rust core gives maintainers control over native APIs and security primitives. But it also means building requires a native toolchain and testing across multiple WebView implementations. Community threads point out one practical cost. WebView behavior still varies between Windows, macOS, and Linux, so you get smaller size but more platform testing work. A visible engineering signal is the project's active CI and the stable status badge in the repo, which together suggest maintainers are prioritizing correctness across platforms rather than chasing one-size-fits-all compatibility. Compare this to heavier Electron-based apps. Towery's approach reduces disk and memory footprint and shrinks update payloads, which makes it appealing for distributed teams and edge devices where every megabyte matters. The forward-looking point is simple. Expect more teams to prototype cross-platform tools with a Towery-style stack when shipping size and security matter more than absolute parity with Chromium. Why this matters next? If you care about making a compact, native-feeling app without shipping an entire browser, now is the time to evaluate the trade-offs in CI and platform testing before you rewrite a product. Towery's steady 42-star-a-day momentum is a reminder that choosing a smaller runtime is now a pragmatic product decision, not just a technical curiosity. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Morgan on Debug the Hype.